Houston's home for Texas A&M Athletics. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. KFNC and KFNC HD2 Mont Bellevue, Houston. Brought to you by Zadok Jewelers. The Houston Astros battle the Boston Red Sox in Game 6 of the ALCS. First pitch is Friday at 7:08. Now, back to the bench. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Erlein.
All right, welcome back. 903 ESPN 97.5. Del Olale with us here on the show. So you remember when USC and Notre Dame used to be... Remember when that used to be a big game?
What do you want to talk about?
I don't want to talk about that. We can get into other stuff.
What do you want to talk about, first?
Your attempt to destroy the brand. And we can get into that.
Destroy the brand.
We've been in meetings where, hey, where that's been up in question. Look, I see what you guys are doing. What do you want to do? You want to be the Canon 97.5?
No. A satire call about national media?
I can't believe
the Astros are cheating?
I didn't think it was satire. I thought you just had a guy named Jeff Only on.
Only, Jeff Only.
G-E-O-F-F. What's
Geoff,
the problem?
Geoff Only?
Geoff.
The other thing is, this is the second time in a row you've bumped me for somebody else.
What?
Who do we bump you for?
Jeff Bagwell.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Okay, so we bumped you for Jeff Bagwell.
Yeah, and didn't tell me about it, which is very disrespectful.
And then five-star.
Yeah, five-star. What does that
mean? Five-star got bumped because
Are you a five-star? No. You're a three-and-a-half-star. Five-star.
Respect my decision.
You can't blame me for that, the lack of development at the stations. You're like Texas. The station's like Texas. It doesn't develop anyone. I can't blame you for that.
I tried to develop. And listen,
sure you did.
That's all I'm saying is
it's clearly a lack of respect. I bet you if I talked about like cocktail hour and brunches on Sundays and I had MAP in my email, I bet you I'd have a permanent spot like the sportsman.
They got bumped yesterday.
Yeah, because you guys ran a golf tournament.
Beat it.
Yeah, but normally they have a set time.
We bump everybody. Okay.
Disrespectful is what it is.
I
need to put MAP in my name, and I bet you'll have heard of the spot.
Our new site, sportsmapelite.com, new way to look at gambling. You'll get picks, trends, information, and more on sports betting, horse racing, plus poker instruction. Tons of content on every sport to help make the most educated wagers. Sign up today for your monthly subscription. Everyone who subscribes in October gets the first 3 days free and an entry into an online poker free roll in December. Get in the game. Sign up today at sportsmapelite.com.
Here's what somebody from Twitch says.
Can you help people win some bets this week?
That's not my job. That's what Five Star's job is. He's coming up. What are you talking about?
This is what they're saying about you. This is what the streets are saying about you. Damn, Dell is petty.
I am petty.
Yeah, the streets are saying
Good.
That.
I am petty.
Yeah. No, doesn't get any power.
The other thing is for me in this show is, do you guys do any work anymore? Every time I tune in here, someone else is talking on this show.
Well, it's because Aaron's booking guests.
How much work do you guys do anymore?
A lot.
Doing what you should be doing.
We interview the guests.
The highest rated show on the station. Thank you. We're doing fine.
What is it? Where's the college football? Where's the college football?
He started with there's no games on, so why talk about the games?
I asked you,
the game sucks.
I asked you about Notre Dame and USC.
What do you want to know?
Did you hear John is going viral?
Yeah, he's in trouble. The whole
he's got over 1,000. Yeah.
But if we want to talk about it, what? That USC's down. They don't even have a coach. What are we looking at in this game? Notre Dame's been poor. They've been below average, really. They've been hanging on for dear life to that ranking. Am I going to watch this game?
All right. Did you see LSU beating Florida last week?
No.
You didn't see that coming, did you?
You know what? Florida's not great. They have issues at quarterback. When they're chaining quarterbacks almost every other drive, these things tend to happen.
That's stupid.
And their defense let them down. I mean, and Todd Grantham showed up again, so congratulations. Dan Mullen, I don't know. He'll probably survive this year, but he's going to have to get rid of Todd Grantham. I don't think Florida fans and that administration are going to accept him bringing back Grantham one more year.
So how do they play for Orgeron now?
That's the interesting thing, because they're not playing to save his job, so are they going to play to send him out on a high note? And Ole Miss is very susceptible defensively, certainly, and maybe they're looking at their next coach on the other sideline. The game itself is not that interesting because LSU's not very good, and they're out of the SEC West title race, but the subplots are, I think LSU will come out and play for Orgeron. He's a master motivator. I don't think those kids are just going to let him die on the vine out there. It's just that there is no motivation to save his job. It's just to have him send him out on a good year. And I think they will, but I think Ole Miss wins that game.
Can Indiana give Ohio State a game?
No. Indiana can't score enough, and Ohio State's found answers defensively. I think Ohio State's back in the mode of this ultimate death engine in the Big 12, I mean the Big 10. And their gauntlet begins after Indiana. They haven't played Michigan, Michigan State, or Penn State. So that round robin, none of those teams have played each other yet.
No.
We're deep. We're halfway through the season. Those teams haven't seen each other yet. So the gauntlet and the round robin of the Big Ten East will be something to pay attention to.
What about – talk about Petty. What about Bielema just crushing Lovie Smith?
Look, he knows his team stinks, and it'll probably stink for a while. So you know how you tell everyone you stink, but it's not your fault. You just blame the ex-coach. I mean, Urban Meyer – a couple years ago, took shots at Tom Herman over this. Hey, they're your players now. You can't talk about the other coach. These are your guys. You need to win with him. But it's a little odd that he's so open about it. But normally behind the scenes, they'll talk about that stuff about, hey, we didn't recruit well. We got holes everywhere, but we're going to build it. You usually don't say that out loud because, you know, the current players are still on the roster.
Yeah.
And they still have to play for you.
Hey, we suck. And it's all because of Lovie and the guys he recruited. Oh. That's us. Wait a minute.
It ended poorly for him at Arkansas, and Chad Morris didn't do a great job there either. But Chad Morris could have said the same thing about Bielema. We stink because of the guys he left on this roster. So it happens. That's the reason guys get fired, because the roster's not great, there's a lack of talent. He knows the deal. He's just trying to save some face because this team's been awful.
You excited about Rice getting in the AAC?
That happened? No, I'm not excited. What would I be excited about? Okay. Why would I be excited?
The AAC loses Houston and picks up Rice. Way to go, AAC.
Losing 28 seconds of valuable time with Dell with that question.
Dell,
are you excited about
Rice?
Is never the...
First of all, I'm never excited about anything.
I'm excited. Dell, are you excited about filling a blank?
I'm excited about Dune. I'm going to watch Dune today.
I started watching with Snacks yesterday.
On HBO Max?
I'm going to
go
see
it in the theater. Yeah, apparently you got to be locked in because you got to be an active watcher for the first part of it. I'm going to see it. I'm excited about that, but not about Rice joining whatever the American Athletic
is. Dune is like old.
They redid it.
Yeah.
It's Timothy Chalamet.
And Zendaya. Or Zendaya.
Zendaya and Jason Momoa and Isaac
Bautista
Oscar.
And all that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of stars. A lot of people you've seen in a lot of stuff.
Did you see that Korean workers were on strike with Squid Game outfits on?
I saw that.
Yeah.
Have you seen Alice in Borderland?
No.
That's one a lot like Squid Game, another Korean one, and it's... There's a lot of games and a lot of death. That's one worth checking out as well.
Alice in what?
Alice in Borderland. Mm-hmm. Not really sure what the title
is. What the translation
about.
Is from Korean to English. Yeah, I'm not sure sometimes it played very well, but yeah.
Yeah, but there's more games.
And more death?
More death. No money in this one. Just playing for your own survival.
Oh, just, okay. Well, that's worth playing for.
Yeah.
Not dying.
But there's still shenanigans going on.
Well, have you seen The Last Duel yet?
That's another one I'll see this weekend. Look, the college football weekend blows.
It does.
I'm going to probably see a movie today and then a movie on Saturday night after the 2 Deep is over, which, by the way, Sports Night Radio, 5 to 8 Central Time here. So I will watch a lot of movies. I'll watch some games. Look, I'm interested to see if Pittsburgh can beat Clemson. Pittsburgh is 5-1. Kenny Pickett has Heisman-like numbers in a year where there's no one really stepping to the forefront.
He's pretty good.
He's had a really good year. He's never thrown more than like 15 touchdowns in a season. He's already at 21. His TD INT ratio is 21-1. So he's having a really good year. Pitt's 5-1. They have Clemson at home, a slight favorite there. It's Pitt's year to possibly win the conference. You know, Wake Forest and NC State's on the other side. But I'll be locked in on that one too. Locked in strong. Let me take it back. I'll be watching some of that.
What about Northwestern Michigan?
What? What? I'll probably have to. Actually, that game comes on before the 2 Deep starts, so I'll see a bit of it. But you better just pick games from the 2:30 window and the 5 o'clock and later window for the games I'm going to be locked in on because I'll be doing it for work. But it is not an interesting weekend as far as on paper, but I'm sure you'll see some things. Maybe a team gets upset. Maybe Iowa State takes out Oklahoma State. They are a 7.5-point favorite. It says they probably should. So, but the schedule's soft. I mean, what are you going to be watching? I'm sure you'll be watching your boy Dana and his team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. 3 o'clock game, East Carolina, homecoming. $20 tickets available, uhcougars.com or 713-GO-COUGS.
Right. Were you supposed to do the liner or just talk about the game?
Oh, no. Yeah, I was supposed to. No, it's supposed to. I don't. That's a little added value. We call that added value. Mm. That's what we call it right there.
I just learned something, I
guess. Yeah. No, it's fun. Why don't you come out to the game with me?
No, I'm good. I got work to do. What do you got? I don't game. I got work at 5.
You can work, watch the first half and get out of there.
I don't want to be with you anywhere.
Why don't you come watch the game with me?
Yeah.
The East Carolina Houston game with you?
Yeah. I'll get you in a suite.
You know what's funny? You talk about being invited to things. Like 3 or 4 weeks ago, I got invited to the A&M game by someone who works here. Actually, not invited. They just gave me, hey, you want to go watch the game? I was like, no, I've got the show that, you know, I signed up for that you know about. He goes, oh, yeah, you have that show that you have to do. I was like, oh, thanks for the support.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you do a show.
Yeah, I can't go to College Station then come back. But, yeah, so I appreciate the invite, John. I'm just not. Maybe the SMU game.
Maybe.
If there's an offer there.
Yeah. Yes, there will be an offer there.
I'll go watch the SMU game.
That's a 6 o'clock kickoff, though.
Oh, no. I'll be in Vegas. Oh, well, I won't be there.
There that is.
I won't be there. I won't be there. Yeah.
I'll go with you, Dale.
No, I don't want to be anywhere with you.
How about that?
Rude. Nah, he's rude.
I can get you to the radio booth.
He's rude. Dale's a rude person.
Like, I barely accept John. Mm-hmm. I'm certainly not going to hang out with you. Look at you. Look at you.
Look at his
socks. You got
Whataburger socks on. He likes those.
Who dressed you?
So the Rockets gave us socks.
I represent
socks,
the state, okay?
And he was like, give me your socks. You're not going to wear Rocket socks.
Yeah.
He's not going to wear Rocket socks.
I am,
he
too.
He wears those white, no shows. He doesn't represent this city. He won't represent the most exciting young team in all of basketball.
Coors Light. I'm representing.
You're dressed like someone whose parents have given up on them. Like they're like,
yes,
they just laid out some clothes.
Or someone who's given up.
Look, ladies, hey, you're just going to poop
here,
in these.
Let me throw 5 kids at you. Let's see how you put this on.
Let's see if you can.
You handle 5 kids.
You got some West Coast Customs on top with the flat brim. And then you've got some. Yeah,
Astros there. Astros on the side. Well, Whataburger. It's kind of like Astros.
So they represent the Art Astros. Wants to know what your Astros superstition is. Are you going to be with Granny? You got to be with her?
No. When I'm not here running the games, I'm usually taking a nap in the middle of the
Granny.
Game. So I will take a nap tonight.
And then, with Granny?
No, I don't nap with Granny.
You know?
What's the point of doing that? Why would I nap with her?
Because, you know, you're both tired after.
I'm not looking to cuddle.
Yeah.
Just looking to wipe off and go home.
Oh, get it. Take us out.
9:15. That's it.
You're welcome.
Oh, that's all.
Cars
should have left me at 9:30. Oh. You're going to bump me. You're going to get this version of me.
No, carsforkids.org.
That's awful. Wipe off and go home.
Man, Cars for Kids. Listen, if you're wanting to just haul things off, all that junk and stuff like that from your house. When I say junk, I mean cars. Okay. Cars. Motorcycles, SUVs, whatever, pickup trucks. If you've got something that doesn't work, if it runs, that's even better. But if it doesn't, that's fine. It doesn't mean that, well, the Cars for Kids won't want mine. It's not even running. They'd have to haul it off. Doesn't even have a wheel on it. That's great. All of that's great. Everything's great. Let them come out there, haul it off your property. You'll get a tax write-off, okay? They will take your vehicle off the property for you so that you don't have to pay to have someone else do it. They'll actually give you the $50 Visa gift card and a tax write-off. And you are going to help a kid from Houston Can Academy who they are helping students have a second chance in an education. Carsforkids.org. It's really simple. Right off the car and not the kid. Carsforkids.org.
Stay tuned for more John and Lance on ESPN 97.5.
All right, we were just talking about it. Listen, what are you doing? 3 o'clock game. That's tomorrow at TDECU Stadium. Tickets start at just $20. 713-GO-COUGS, uhcougars.com. Get your tickets now. Step right up. Get your tickets. Going to be a lot of fun. There'll be tailgate out there. You can watch. Everybody's got TVs out there. You can watch other games. You can, you know, mosey over to a tailgate and say, hey, guys, how y'all doing? Yeah, you cooking? Wow, that's nice. Got some beer? Awesome. Yeah, you got that TV watching the early games? Yeah, let's go. That's fun. It's good, clean fun for the whole family. As a matter of fact, there's a kid zone there, so you can enjoy that. There's a DJ during the game. It's just fun, and it's affordable fun, okay? You can go to other places, and it's going to be, trust me, it's going to be more exciting than any pro game here. I can tell you that right now. And the Cougs are 5-1. So if you're looking for something great to do, get on out there to TDECU Stadium tomorrow. It's a uhcougars.com or 713-GO-COUGS.
patrolling the Houston sports radio scene for 20 years. Well, minus a few years where Lance took a little detour. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Five-star going to join us in about 10 minutes right here on ESPN 97.5. And
money.
So let's be serious about this game tonight.
All right, enough of this
cheap. How long will Garcia last?
4 1/3. Feels like a good number. 4.
4 1/3.
Mm-hmm.
Would you take that right now?
I would.
Yeah.
I think pitcher's gone that long the whole series.
Remember, so. I asked Julia 5 1/3 for Urquidy. Yes, I'll take that. And he lasted, I think, an inning.
Listen, Zach Greinke was having a good game against the Yankees in 2019 in New York when you and I, me, you, and Rahil were watching from the bar. He got pulled 4 1/3, and it felt like, well, that's a good start by Greinke. That was really good, yeah.
Yeah, but
really
good AJ. Start by Greinke. That's different.
By Greinke. Well, I still think there comes a time where, right now, 4 innings is just kind of...
Well, here's
4 innings is the new 5 innings.
Well, here's the thing about this now, though, is you don't have to save the bullpen. I mean, there ain't no...
Why is the knee not going to be bulky tonight for Garcia?
Are you sure it was a bulky knee?
Not 100%.
No one is.
Could it be a bulky ego?
Just order Izzy. Stop this game for about 30 minutes. That's it.
He's at there stretching his fingers. Yeah. Like, I'm like, oh, this is going to take a while.
That was like that safety that just falls to the ground and just stop the clock, you know,
when
right before the snap.
When the offense is going up-tempo and like, oh! Oh!
Yeah, that was what that move was. Oh, we got to take him out. It's going to take an hour.
Right, so
for Oda Rizzi to be ready.
If the Astros get 4 innings from Garcia, would you take 4 innings, 3 runs? You'd prefer better than that. But I'd probably take it.
I don't know. Why can't Garcia pitch well again?
He could. No, he could, and he's not going to be nibbling. He said he's going to attack the zone.
Yeah, he said he's going after it.
And that's good. You know, the question is, how much does Garcia have left as a pitcher in 2021? I think that's a legitimate question. He's hit a little bit of a wall. I guess his knee is a little bit of an issue. We'll see what happens. But I don't think you're going to get – I'd be surprised if he gets into the sixth inning. I'd be pretty surprised.
If I told you Fromber was going to throw 8.
Eight would have been shocking.
6 might be shocking for Garcia.
If he finishes 6, the Astros are doing great.
Oh, yeah.
They're doing great. I think more than likely, at some point, I think if he can get into the fifth inning, I'll take it. Because, you know, then you're looking at, you know, then as long as he doesn't have a blow-up inning, then you're looking at, okay, Christian Javier would be up next, I would think. Right?
Yeah.
Or would he?
Well,
because if you need a game 7, you got Urquidy. Like, Javier, you might go, depending on the lineup, you might go to Blake Taylor.
Okay,
or Brooks,
so that,
Raley.
That begs the question. Do you act like Cora did and throw Eovaldi in the ninth inning?
Say we're going to end
seem
it now.
Like it's desperate. Or do you save? I don't think you save any bullets. You throw.
I'm with you. If you got a chance, you got to see how the game's going, what the score is. But if you think that you're up, if you're up 4-3 and a runner gets on and you go pull Luis Garcia, you come with Javier and you say, you know what? We want to take our best bullpen pitcher right now, maybe our hottest pitcher, and we want to throw him at the Red Sox and try to not only get out of this inning because he's got strikeout stuff, but maybe clear 2 more and go 5th, 6th, 7th. Try to clear that and keep that lead. I'm with you. I would go. I'd unload the gun.
You gotta.
Not crazy stuff. But I mean,
who
game 7's Urquidy, right?
Who starts in center?
It's already McCormick.
McCormick starting.
Yeah, McCormick starting. Jake Myers, I guess, has had.
No, he's done.
He's done.
He's probably not even on the roster next year.
No, he won't be.
No. And neither.
Siri has looked a little out of sorts. Number one, defensively, a couple times I was like, oh, what? It's just a fly ball, Siri. I'm like, what's the problem here? Siri, it's a fly ball to center.
Yeah.
Stop circling around like one of those Astros cheating planes that we're using.
Oh, yeah.
And then number two, McCormick just is better defensively. I think this is a game where I'm not expecting a lot out of McCormick or Siri offensively against Eovaldi. So, you know what I want? The better defensive player. Because we've seen what happens When you have bad defense, look at what's happened with Bregman and more importantly, Altuve.
Come up with some big hits.
Schwarber. But listen to this. Schwarber, Altuve, Bregman. Look at what happens when you have bad defense in this series.
Yeah.
When you make a mistake fielding, people are capitalizing.
You can't.
So I'd rather have McCormick out there.
Yeah, those two games that they got killed, they look like crap in the field. They were walking guys and not fielding well. That's a not hitting, not fielding well, and not pitching well. That's a bad combination.
That's a bad trifecta.
Yeah.
That three-team parlay is
the worst. All right, so five stars next. He's going to hang with us here. We'll see who he likes in this one in game six. And he's got college football winners for you. He was 3-0 last week. I think he was 3-0 last night. I got to look at the other game. But he has been on fire. So you want to listen up and get to my bookie, and you, my friends, will make some money this weekend. So here we go. But first, Lance, you need to talk about some spirits.
Yeah, and tequila is what we're talking about. Maestro Dobel. It's a sipping tequila. It's cocktail tequila. They've got silver. They've got reposado. They've got the añejo. They got the Diamante, and the Diamante is in the Cristalinos. The Cristalino is a type of beverage, and this is a type of tequila that is charcoal filtered in European white oak barrels. It's a double distilled, then aged, 100% blue agave. And Maestro Dobel is run by a family who's been making tequila for 11 generations. They know what they're doing, and they're making this in Tequila, Mexico, by the way. But it's really a tequila that if you appreciate tequilas, Maestro Dobel is probably in your home, and if it's not, it really needs to be on your radar because you're going to get a delicious flavor every single time out with different characteristics all along the way with the varietals that they have. But make sure that you check out the Diamante. That's their Cristalino, and it is killing it right now. It can be found anywhere where fine liquors are sold. Make sure that you are part of the family with Maestro Dobel.
ESPN 97.5. Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
931 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Five Star in Vegas, at Five Star in Vegas. He's a great follow. And by the way, he's picking winners. Five Star, welcome to the show. What's up?
Hey, fellas. What's up, guys? How you guys doing today?
Good.
San Jose State was the W last night that I got on. I saw that.
What you do in the other two games?
Last night?
Yeah.
Oh, I did wonderful. See, that's why you guys subscribe, John.
That's
if
right.
If you were subscribing, you would have caught the winners, too, man. You got to get on five star in Vegas Sports Investments, man, on YouTube and subscribe, bro. You would have caught the two winners.
That's what you see.
Arkansas State, easy, plus 18.
Plus also. 8. I know. We were watching that game because my father-in-law played at Louisiana.
Oh, he did?
He did. He was a tackle at Louisiana. And so we were watching that game, and Arkansas State was giving them. They always give them the business. That was a good pick there, Arkansas State.
Yeah, when you get a chance, man, go look at the video, man. It was like I was a genie. I told them exactly what was going to happen and what the problem was with Arkansas State, man. They suck on defense, but they have a great passing game, man. They got a good quarterback, actually two good quarterbacks. They have a transfer from Florida State that is the backup. He was the starter, but now the guy that's playing last night, he was the starter the previous year. Hey, the receivers there, they got great receivers, man. Those receivers were – it's no way that they were jumping at 18 points with those receivers. And also Louisiana Lafayette was coming off of the win of the year, man. They had beat Appalachian State, dominated them. You knew they were going to come in arrogant.
Yeah, you had Appalachian State against Coastal Carolina, and they won the damn game outright. That's how easy. You didn't even sweat that one. You know, but here's the thing. You know, a lot of guys like you, a lot of prognosticators, a lot of guys are picking games. They're always on underdogs because you ain't afraid to pick a favorite. You've been rolling with Cincinnati this year.
Oh yeah, actually I have Cincinnati this week, man. I love Cincinnati minus 28 at Navy, man. Navy isn't that good, man, at all. They're giving up 33 points on defense. On the offensive side, they rank the bottom of the country, man, in total yards and points scored. They're only averaging 17 points a game, only going for 56 yards a contest, man. And Cincinnati's rolling up into Annapolis, ranked number two in the country for the first time in school history. The Bearcats are undefeated on the season. They're averaging 44 points a game. The quarterback, Desmond Ridder, he leads the attack with 13 TDs, only two interceptions. He's a three-year starter, man, with a ton of experience. In the 2018 meeting, they smacked Navy 42-0. I expect a very similar, even more disrespectful victory this year. Cincinnati defense is amazing, man. They're only allowing 13 points a game. They also are top 10 in yards allowed and top 5 in takeaways. The Bearcats have to keep winning, man. As you know, they're trying to get into the playoffs. Their strength of schedule is very weak the rest of the way. So Coach Luke Fick will be looking to cover all of these spreads. So take Cincinnati, man. They'll cover that 4-touchdown spread by halftime, and I look for them to roll and lay that -2.8 against Navy.
Man, I've tried to fade them. It's just not in the cards to fade Cincinnati.
Hey, no, but here's what scares me about it. I saw them. I was at the game with the Cougs, and, you know, they struggled a little bit. They beat them, but and SMU just barely didn't cover against them either. So that was just that's a little bit scary for me, because the Navy can come up and, you know, they can run the ball, and, you know, a lot of times they'll work the clock, so you don't have as many possessions.
But Cincinnati's playing for the big prize. So you're saying
every game's an audition, man. Every game's an audition in their conference. You know their schedule is weak, man. So every game, and you know Luke Fickle from Ohio State, guys. He knows. He's been to the college football playoffs and consistent. He's trying to get back, man, with that team. And to do so, they have to dominate, man. Believe me, they have to dominate all of those conference games, because they don't have any games that are worth anything to the committee.
Especially games that aren't supposed to be close. You know, that's one of the things. Clemson versus Pitt is another one. So here's a Clemson team that hasn't been able to score all year long. I think you had them you faded them last week with the W.
I
know that for a fact, because you gave it out on the show, and that was a win. Now they're going up against a Pitt team who has one of the hottest quarterbacks in the league. Tell me what you like in that one.
Well, you know, we got paid fading Clemson last week against Syracuse. The thing that's great about being football guys is the teams develop patterns that continue to repeat during the season. And if we pay attention to those patterns, we can take advantage of them and make a lot of money. Clemson has shown over and over again this season, man, they aren't good on offense. They have a few NFL-bound wide receivers, but no quarterbacks consistently get them the ball. Actually, their star wideout, Justin Ross, returned last week. He made some fabulous catches, man, on some Harvard throws by DJ Uiagalelei. Sorry, so hard to say his name. One pass was so bad, though, that Ross almost blew out his knee, man. Did you guys see that when he was running the crossing pattern? And the quarterback threw it so far behind him, he tried to react, man, and almost blew his knee out against Syracuse. So Clemson's offense isn't looking good at all, man. It's not the old Clemson offense that we're used to. They're traveling to Pitt, man, that has a history of giving the Tigers all they want anyway. They got super senior quarterback Kenny Pickett. He's been like a video game this year. He's throwing 21 touchdowns, only one interception. This guy to be Pickett's like 7th year starting for Coach Pat Narduzzi, man. He got to be the oldest player in college football, and his experience is paying off right now. He's truly been playing like what he is, a grown man amongst boys. Their offense has hit its stride this season. They lead the country in first half scoring, them in Coastal Carolina, 28 points a game in the first half. The Panthers are 4th in total yards, top 5 in passing. The Pitt defense is always decent under Narduzzi, and this year is no different. I feel like Pitt and Coach Narduzzi, this may be their only chance ever to lay a whooping on the Tigers. And after years of being the bully in the ACC, the Tigers are finally down. And enough teams like Pitt have been the recipient of the beatdowns by Dabo Swinney, man, that they finally now get a chance to get some payback. And you know how it goes, guys. People don't kick the bully when he's down. They stomp him. So I expect Pitt to open up a can on Clemson this weekend, seriously. And the books are big, and all the Joe Publics around the world to take Clemson. You know they want them to take that 3 because of the history of the program. But as I stated earlier, we find advantages and patterns. And the most disturbing Clemson pattern is that 0-6 against the spread. It's going to be 0-7 after the trip to Pitt. Take Pitt -3.
All right, I got to ask you this because you keep fading what a lot of people do, which is, that's just too many games in a row. The flip side's coming. Here comes the regression to the mean, whatever that may be. In this particular case, it'd be Clemson covering or Clemson. But you're basically saying, look, they've got it wrong on this team, and they're not making the adjustments, and they're still wrong. So what you're saying is sometimes you're willing to continue to ride with either a hot team or against a cold team because you think Vegas is still very slow to catch up with it.
Yes, they are, man. They're always slow to catch up on a lot of these teams. And also, you got to remember when these line makers are making the line, it isn't always just based on numbers. It's also based on what they think that the public is going to, how they're going to react to the number. Sure. So that's the key to the thing. You have to, it takes years of experience to kind of get the feel that I have, but it basically boils down to being able to read the number and also read the room. Teams that are playing well, nothing's going to change it. You got to trust your eyes, man. You got to trust your eyes. And the number, why they put the three out, the only reason that three is out there is because of Clemson's past history, bro. And they also know that the public loves Clemson. And a guy who's a random bettor that's coming in town for just a weekend, that when they're going down the sheet, they're just going to mark Clemson with three anyway. You see what I mean? Yeah. So if you've been studying that team, you know Clemson isn't anything like it used to be, man. The offense, they can't run the ball. They can't throw the ball. They have a good defense, but you have to score points to win. Pitt has a great offense, man, and they have a decent defense. So it's no way I'd ever take Clemson at this point until they prove me wrong. When they prove me wrong and they cover spread, then I consider that.
What about this Miami-NC State game? Miami is – they're a mess.
Oh, yeah, they're a mess, man. NC State is coming into Coral Gables, number 18 in the country. Last week they had a dominating performance, man, at Boston College. NC State's really rounding into form. They have a top 10 defense. They're only allowing 14 points a game. They're a smash mouth team, man. They run the ball effectively and they stop the run. They got two great running backs, Zanavian Knight and Ricky Persaud, and their QB Devin Leary is completing 67% of his throws with 15 touchdowns and just two picks. Their opponent, Miami, though, like you just said, they're reeling, man. They're only 2-4 after another offseason of high expectations. The Houston transfer, De'Aaron King, got hurt again. So they're forced to start Tyler Van Dyke. He's a true freshman. He's talented. He showed a little bit in the second half of games that have been out of reach, but he's just too inexperienced. He only has 5 touchdowns and 3 interceptions in his 3 starts. Manny Diaz is on the hot seat, man. NC State has something to prove. They still have a bitter taste in their mouth. Last year, they had a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter against Miami, and they blew it. NC State coach Dave Doran also spoke to reporters this week, man, to the local reporters about his surprise that the spread was only 3 points for his team and how his team feels that they're disrespected and no one thinks they're good. So the Wolfpack will be looking to be his last year's defeat and also show Miami there's a new boss in the ACC, not named Clemson. The Wolfpack are 5-1 against the spread in the last 6 ACC contests. I like what Dave Doran is doing in Raleigh. The Hurricanes are 1-7 against the spread in the last 8 home games. That's terrible, man. 1-7 against the spread at home in the last 8. And I don't like anything that's going on in South Florida football, whether it's the Dolphins or the Hurricanes. Even the Wolfpack head coach knows it's a bad line. So take NC State -3 at Miami.
So we're going to go favorites today. You're not afraid to fire at dogs, but sometimes you look at the favorites. You got short favorites.
But I never understood
that
anyway. Although
Miami is
pick a winner. I don't want to. Yeah. Okay. Oh, well, I got to pick an underdog because I'm a prognot. No. How about win? Favorites win too.
That's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
Just cash checks. Don't worry about square bets. I know that's what AJ and RJ Bell would argue about. Like, RJ's just, if you're picking favorites and winning, you just can't stand, you know, to be on square action. To me, I mean, money is green. You got to figure out what the color of the money is.
Yeah, I don't think Pitt is a square play at all.
No. I don't think Pitt, Five-Star makes a great point. When do you get to kick the bully? When you get your lick in on the bully, you're going to take it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
You're going to take it, man. Yes, definitely. And see, RJ and guys like that, they have different formulas that they bet. Me, man, I'm one of the guys who are one of the rare occasions that I actually bet sports, but I played the sport. I love the sport. I was a fan first. So I deal with it a little bit different than those guys do. They're mostly all numbers. Me, I'm a lot more into scouting, man. I watch the game. You know, I like to see what's going on. I like to see how the coach and how the quarterback's playing. That affects a lot with me on the game just as much as the number that that Vegas puts out.
Yeah. That's Five-Star in Vegas, at Five-Star in Vegas. You can follow him on Twitter. He gives out free picks, but you can also subscribe and get winners. Just get winners. It's what Five-Star does. Hey, man, we appreciate it as always. Great stuff. Keep those picks coming.
For sure, guys. I really appreciate you guys. All the listeners, please go subscribe to the channel. It's Five-Star in Vegas Sports Investments. Every Friday, I do my own show, Five Stars, 5 Points, where I preview the college football slate for the weekend to give out some winners, man. It's always good to talk to you guys. Go Astros.
Oh, wait a minute. You got Astros tonight or not?
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Wait. I know you're a fan, but you also, before anything, when you're a handicapper, it's money before everything. I know that's the truth. And if you can't, so my guess is this. If you like the Red Sox, would you pass on the game or would you still play the Red Sox?
Honestly, I'm such a fan of the Astros, I'll pass on the game. And yeah. I usually don't mix business with my feelings, but, man, I was a season ticket holder. I lived at Lost at the ballpark, man, for 7 years and walked over there from 2014, 2016 when Astros were struggling. I saw the rise. I love those guys, man. I feel like I grew up with the team, so it's a little bit different when it comes to them. So with them, you know, I actually would not bet Boston if I believe Boston was going to win. But actually tonight, I think the Astros wrap things up.
That's Five Star in Vegas. Spell it out. @5Star in Vegas. Follow them on Twitter and get winners. Five Star, we appreciate it, man.
Thank you. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, man. We are about done. We've got one more segment to go. Do you like the Astros tonight before we go to I like them tonight. I do. I like them a lot. What? You don't like them? Well, I can tell you this.
I just remember last year. I just am a little nervous. I don't love Eovaldi in a second matchup versus Garcia. But then again, you know what? Boston has magically stopped hitting, and it's not crazy to think that maybe there was some tipping going on that the Astros have figured out. That's not crazy to think that Cora was able to figure out something and that Stromy was able to find it and shut it down because they hadn't been able to hit anything since about the second inning against the Astros in game four.
No, nothing.
They haven't been able to.
Why? And how about attacking the zone too? And Garcia says
that helps.
I'm going to my bookie and I'm putting action on our Astros right now. As a matter of fact,
you can get them close to pick them in that neighborhood. I mean, it's like -115 Astros.
Yeah. I mean, and look, if you're looking for the best way to play, win and get paid, if you think you know something about something, well, then this is what you got to do. You got to go to mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. Right now, -115 to win the game. The Astros are -115. That's nothing. That's great odds. Well, you got Eovaldi on the other side. Okay, but the Astros, I lit them up, and they'll light them up again. So go to mybookie.ag, promo code BET975, and you, my friends, are going to win and get paid. That's the most important thing. Plus, they'll double your any deposit that you make right now up to $1,000. So you're looking for a great way to enjoy the postseason. You're looking for a great way to enjoy your football season. You're looking for a great way to enjoy the basketball. The Rockets. You want to bet on the Rockets? Maybe not. But if you would like to, then all you got to do is go to mybookie.ag, promo code BET975.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5. On ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, here we go. News of the Weird. Not much time left. Look, you wasted all kinds of time. All right. So, apparently a Michigan man, Lance, running from the cops. He ran from the cops in the woods and was able to elude them. How about that?
That's pretty good.
Unfortunately, he got lost, so he had to call 911 to get saved.
Oh, that's...
Yeah.
Are you saved here? What's your name? I'm definitely not somebody who's done something illegal, just a general law-abiding citizen.
Where are you, law-abiding citizen? We'll send police.
Can you just send firefighters, please?
Can you send a mailman? Can you send whatever? Man, apparently, here's his defense. After he threw his wife's body out of a plane and into the ocean, his defense was, I was a little immature at the time.
Yeah. No, we all make mistakes. Who hasn't done stuff like that when they're 20? You know how we always say that? when I was 20 or 21, I might have thrown a body out of a plane.
Well,
here's... And you grow up. Like, everyone makes mistakes.
He said, it was 30 years ago. He said, I was a little immature at the time. I wanted her to stop yelling at me. So, it worked.
No lies.
No lies detected. Yep. And she stopped yelling at him. That's for sure.
But she probably made it out okay, didn't she?
Are you worried? Paintmakers are running out of the color blue.
Saw that. Not terribly concerned, no. Are you?
I'm not terribly concerned, but why can't they have blue anymore?
It's the supply chain.
Purple and yellow for supply chain or something?
Supply chain.
Okay. All right. Why would it just be blue?
Supply chain.
Wait, that's what color blue? Is it Astros so blue? Because if it's Astros blue, we got a problem.
Now we got a real problem.
Well, that's dark blue. I think it's a lighter blue, yeah.
Would you like
Dodger blue? Oh, they ran out of Dodger
blue? Yeah, there's a rat's ass. No, it is.
It's more Dodger blue.
It actually is. It is. Good. Yeah. I'm glad they run out of
that. Are they really going to need it?
No one needs Dodger blue.
No.
Do you want a Squid Game alarm clock? Here's what it
sounds like. What does it do?
Well, here's what it sounds like. And, well, you know what that was? You know what that is?
What is that?
When you don't wake up, it shoots a dart at you.
No.
Yeah.
I need that totally for sweet. I need that for snacks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I have problems with them in the morning. They pretend like they're waking up.
I can't tell you guys how many times Lance goes, I woke him up. He's on the phone with Nicole before the show starts. I woke him up. I told him get up. I told him to let's go.
I didn't sing a song that annoys him. I sing this song. It's wake up time in America. And they, stop, stop. They all scream. And I just come in and I'll march. And I wasn't able to, but now that my ankle's getting better, I can march again. Wake up. And sometimes I'll just start the march and it's like, oh, it creates panic.
I'm pretty sure I would rather have a dart to the face than hear that every morning.
Wake up time in America. Sometimes I'll change the key. Yeah. But yeah, and then what happens? They pretend to get up. I leave the house. Get back in bed.
Here's a man after your own heart, Lance. Apparently, he was chased by police. When they ran him down, they found that he was running, but able to hold on to an entire chocolate pie.
I mean, the commitment to the pie requires... You know what I'd do? Here's what I would do. You know what? I'm just going to give you a warning. Did he steal the pie, I assume?
No one knows. He attempted his getaway after questioning with a pie in his hands. Investigators say the pie is safe with his belongings for his release.
So he owns the pie.
He owns the pie.
So he just didn't want to drop the pie. You know, you get a little faster if you swing the arms.
Yeah, but was it worth getting rid of the pie?
Man, his
the
wife
answer
might be
is no.
His wife might be a real pain in the ass.
We're
about
done.
That pie.
Charlie Polillo is next. We will talk to you Monday about a great, great weekend for Houston. As the Astros advance to the World Series.
We love our Astros in Houston and all across the Lone Star State. We're Texas proud and we shout it loud. Our brand of baseball is great. Our outfield has plenty of muscle. Our guys can sure hit a ton. For Minute Maid thrills, watch them hustle. Catching hard hit balls on the run.
Bye, bitch.
ESPN 97.5.